Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
U.S. Attorney Scott Brady says federal prosecutors are seeking approval to pursue the death penalty against Pittsburgh synagogue shooting suspect Robert Bowers. Brady says he has begun the process to get Attorney General Jeff Sessions' approval. As required by law, Bowers is to appear for his first court hearing this afternoon. More on that ahead from CBS News at the bottom of the hour.
There will be a community-wide vigil tonight at Capitol Park in Detroit in honor of the Pittsburgh shooting victims. It's just one of many events planned this week. David Kurtzman is the executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, and he now joins us live. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on WWJ.
Good morning.
What do you think is causing all of this violence and sickening death? And what is the big solution? Is there a solution, or is it just the human condition?
It's been a difficult couple of days for our community. And I think first and foremost, we are mourning. We're standing in solidarity with the Pittsburgh community. This attack truly reverberates across the country, across Jewish communities, and more broadly. This is a painful time, and it's really a time to come together. That's our focus right now, is coming together in solidarity. And I appreciate your mentioning the vigil tonight. There will be other gatherings during the week. And then this coming Saturday and Friday night, which is the Jewish Sabbath again every week, we're going to go to our congregations in large numbers because we will not be intimidated in the face of this kind of evil.
Yeah, certainly right now a time to mourn and to seek healing in this. After this period of time is done, though, back to Roberta's questions, what do you think is the root cause of this kind of hate and this shooting that happened over the weekend?
Sure, Tom. Of course, we know that we're not the only ones here under the spotlight as far as hate and bigotry. The perpetrator of this attack is clearly someone who had deep anger and hate. And it's the most tragic nightmare situation that he would actually act on those intentions. We know this hate exists. We are very aware of this as far as the Jewish community is concerned. Anti-Semitism is often regarded as the oldest form of hate. The motivation for any particular attack, I'll leave to those who are investigating. What I can tell you is that we know we're not alone, and we're further getting amazing support from so many neighboring communities and the diverse communities of Metro Detroit.
Does this scare you personally?
It shakes you to your core. It absolutely does. It, as I said, it's the nightmare situation. You see attacks happening in across our country quite tragically. It just simply hits closer to home when it is your own home community, and especially a Midwest community that's so near to us. We're a tight-knit community. We have a lot of connections there. I went to summer camp with numerous people from Pittsburgh over the years. We are all very much in this. And yes, you do hug your loved ones a little more tightly after events like that.
David Kurtzman is with the Jewish Community Relations Council, speaking ahead of tonight's vigil at Capitol Park in Detroit. Mr. Kurtzman, we thank you so much for your time, and our condolences to, obviously, this is hitting home for you and for all of us. We all mourn together. Thanks for your time.
Tom, Roberta, thank you. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.